Okay, Rabosai, one day, Shir, maybe it'll spill a little over into tomorrow, but the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph tells us, but Elohad it's not. Ha'omel Shlucho, Seitrom, if you tell a Shliach to go ahead and be Torem Truma on your behalf, Kedaz Balabais, Rashi explains, Lefimashu Makir Balabais, Imeno Yofa Oeno Ro'e, so if you don't know what the das, normally you do what the das balabais is. If you don't know what the das balabais is, you do 1 in 50, and then piches asara or hosiv asara chumaso chuma. So minalan, how do you know that the there is shlichos when it comes to truma? And the Gemara tells us from the pasuk Amakra Atem Gamatem. So the fact that it says Gamatem Larabos Es Ha Shaliach. So there's a three like mini little sugyas over here that are worthy of some discussion. So one, I just want to focus a small little point, but I think it's an interesting point, and that is when the Gemara says Piches Yud, Piches Asar. So what does the word Piches mean?
Less.
Diminished. Diminished by Asara. So diminished from whom? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. It's a machlekes
and
the Yesh Mefarshim in Tosfos. One second! Yes, it's semantics, except it's not. The answer is, it's semantics, yet it might be. It might have some kind of significance. That's what I want to bear out. So, Piches Yud says Rashi Shetaram Echad Me'arboim. So, who are you being Piches from? The Balabais, because the Balabais only wants to give 2%. You're giving more than 2%, so you're being Piches from the Balabais. And Tosis says Peish Bakuchus Piches Shetaram Echad Mimem. The koi piches balabais v'yishim farshim ipcha. The piches shetaram echad mishishim v'koi piches atshuma. The alternative is piches is he's piches from truma, meaning he's piches from the koi. Is that the balabais is going to give 1/50th, and he's piches he's giving over what 1/60th, so he's diminishing from the koi. Now you'll tell me, so what? It's semantics. And you're correct, Eli Rubin. It is semantics. However, the Makne, and that's what I want to bring out, notes that the Gemara says, Piches Asara, O Hosif Asara. And the way the Makne understands is that when it says Piches and then goes to Hosif, the Gemara is actually saying, Chiddush number one, Piches. And not only that, but even Hosif is going to be the same halacha. And what the way the Makna understands, therefore, if you learn it like that, that there's level one chiddush of piches, and then level two chiddush of Hosif, then Hosif is going to be an extra chiddush on over piches. And depending on how you learn, is going to be how you develop that progression in the Gemara. So let's take a quick look at the Makna and see how the Makna understands.
Why would it make a difference how you develop it? If it comes out both in that one piece.
You'll see. Take a look at the Makne. Divra Maskel Taisis, V'yesh Mefarshim Ipcha. So the Makne writes as follows. You have the Makne? You have it opened up? What? You want to turn it down?
Yeah. Or I should probably just change.
You mean you want to call it?
Yeah,
of course. It's okay. It was on. There are sabotagers next door, and but they like. No, absolutely not. Okay. V'yesh mefarshim ipcha. Rabos Elkinson. Nearly. The kavanasam demistama noka derech zu, derech lozu avzu. Meaning not only this but also this. Behind. The imhifrish echad misamech. If you take one out of 60. And das balabais hayecha mechamishim. So what's now? I'm not a mathematician, and don't ask me about the math. But says the Makne, have a tos b'shtus. When you go from 1/50th and instead of giving 1/50th, you are giving 1/60th, your deviation is a deviation of a shtus. Shtus means 1/6. You've deviated by 1/6. Now, what's the normal halacha when you have a deviation of 1/6? When you have, in the din of onah, you're not allowed to overcharge or undercharge. How much is the range that you're allowed to? 1/6. So 1/6 is allowed. But once you are more than 1/6, you thought it was 1/4? That would be incorrect. It's because you're in a different yeshiva. 1/6. So what's the date if it's 1/6? The mekach is a good mekach. But what if the deviation is more than 1/6? Then it's a mekach tov. So what's the chiddush of this gemara according to Tosis? So he says,
Is 1/40th also in the range of 1/6?
No. If you're deviating from 2% to give 1/40th, that is a deviation of more than a sixth. It's more than a sixth. If you're deviating from 2% to 1/60, that's a deviation of a sixth. So he says, V'hadu nachar rebusa tfei, shim hifrish echa me'arbom arei host of aldaz balabais, chomesh. That's already a 1/5th deviation, not 1/6th deviation. And b'chia gavna ba'alma b'yeter mistus have a bitl mekach. Normally that would mean a bitl mekach. Da'afilo hachi avi tshumas l'tshuma, mishun da'omalei l'hachi imdatich. In other words, what's the Matnah saying? What's the Lozu Avzu according to Tosis? It starts off with a shtus. So that, okay, not such a big chiddush. If it's a, in other words, what's the din of Ono? What's the din of Ono? At what point are you allowed to overcharge? If it's a sixth. In other words, a reasonable margin of error, the Torah defines as a sixth. That's reasonable. So is that a radical chiddush that will allow a deviation of shtus when it comes to truma? Is that a radical chiddush? It's not a radical chiddush. It's within the standard deviation. And if it's a chiddush, because maybe the Baal HaBayis says, no, I only wanted 1/50th, not more than that. So it's a chiddush, but it's not a radical chiddush because it's within the standard deviation. However, when you go down to a 40th, is that within standard deviation?
No.
And therefore you might think that now it's Inshumas Truma. What's the Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan is that since I thought, I'm going to learn it two ways. Since I thought that's what you wanted, or, is this still a Pidin within range of Truma? In other words, once we're in 1/60th, 1/50th, 1/40th, that is, there's a new standard deviation when it comes to Chos Truma. I like that shot better. It's a more Lam Dishab shot. In Kol HaTorah Kula, what's the standard deviation?
A
sixth. But in Hilchos Truma, the standard deviation is 1/40th, even 1/40th. And therefore, Truma so Truma. That would be the Chiddush HaGemara, the progression of the Gemara according to Tosfos.
Right, it's not. First it says
1/60th,
then it says 1/40th.
According to Tosfos, it says 1/60th.
Why is that good?
Because the second one teaches.
Thank you. You don't know. Well, can you please teach this?
But one second, Rabbi, that's not. He's lessening the amount that he gets. It's not a bad business deal.
Listen.
He's benefiting
him
more money.
Who's he?
The shliach.
Again. Are you in Kol Torah Kula? You allowed to deviate?
Yes.
What's the standard? 1/60th. 1/6. Okay. So when the Gemara says Piches, according to Tosfos, what is it? Piches? Echad mishishim. Echad mishishim.
Yes.
Your piches from who? Your piches from Truma. Right? But that's within the standard deviation called Tarkula. So for sure that's going to be okay. Kamash, but the chiddush is, even when your piches beyond the standard deviation, in Hilchos Truma, that's called standard deviation. That is Aliba de Yesh Mefarshim in Tosfos. What does Rashi say? So then he says, well, Peirush Rashi, Tzarech Lomer Dehave Rebusa Yoter Mi Behifrish Echad Misanach. It's a greater chiddush when you're mafrish one in
60
rather than when you're mafrish one in 40. Why? So he says, what did he want to give? What did the Baal HaBayis want to give? He wanted to give a 50th. So when you give a 40th, are you giving a 50th?
Yeah.
Yes. You're giving a 50th plus, but you're giving a 50th. So you're accomplishing the goal of the Baal HaBayis. When you gave a 60th, are you within the orbit of the Shlichus?
No.
You haven't even done what the Baal HaBayis wanted. So maybe you'll argue, Paka HaShlichus, Kamash Malan, that deviation's okay. Well, the Pirush Rashi, Tzarech Lomer Dehave Rebusa Yoter, Behifrish Echem Yishamech, Vahave Amit Lo Kim Shlichus Lo Gediz Mechai Gavna, Bechsuvis, Vahim Bera, etc. So in other words, that's how... Mazeh!
If he gives one of 60,
which is not the one that he didn't include, the one of 50, Besader, that's the answer. That's Maskonis HaGemara. But in the Habami of the Gemara, you might think if my real intention is 150th, and you gave 160th, Kiyamta Shichute Olam, or Kiyamta Kamash Malan Ba'achem Yaticha, that is called a Kiyamashli. But that's the progression of the Gemara. What?
Correct
the Tosfos. Why can't
we say Kavakomer?
So by the entire Torah, it's
160th.
Then here, where we 140th, like giving 140th, also works. Kavakomer.
I don't understand what you're saying. By then, by Kol Torah, we say you could be off by 60th.
You could be off.
Then.
That is the standard deviation,
Mecha Komemka. So here you say you could also be off 140th, which is less. And then you say Kavakomer. Like, why would you be off?
You wouldn't need it. You wouldn't.
You
would.
So
he would say that there's sometimes the Gemara does a lozu avzu maneuver, and sometimes the Gemara does that. It's I know it's not proof Rashi. You could say the same thing the other way by Rashi. You could say the same to Kavach the other way. Okay.
Right.
Eliav. You must speak loud when you talk through a mask. I don't see it implied in Tosis.
Like the idea,
why do I think the Machna is significant? Because of what you guys said initially, who cares? Whether it's, either way, it's 150th, 140th, 160th, what difference does it make from who? It's the same din. So that matna is adding significance by showing you that that each one has its own chiddush depending on its starting point. And that, I think, is a significant contribution. Okay, I got to go weiter. What, Binyam?
If he does a 40th, right? I clarified it the other year, yesterday with Rebbe, he's not considered a shliach since he's so submissive. So that means if he does a 40th, that means he's done exactly should do. Once he hits a 50th, he's not shliach. So anything he does more than that doesn't show that.
The other way around, the 60th.
Once he hits a 60th.
He doesn't, he's not picking one, piece by piece. He's picking a bunch. I mean, it's one mice. It's not like, he's taking a bunch.
Not
I don't know if you have to get into... Okay, I want to go weiter in Shas. Okay, that's the first little shtick.
Have a 2 second clarification. So the bigger chiddush would come first in the Gemara, right?
The Gemara, according to Matne, it's lo zu av zu. We're building from modest chiddush to bigger chiddush.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wait. You always see the bigger chiddush first.
No. Okay, weiter. I gotta go weiter. I gotta go. Enough. How's your note taking?
Yes. It is notes.
Super. Okay, so comes along the next mini topic is the Rishonim are bothered by the following question. The Gemara seems to be a bit verbose over here. It talks too much. Because we want to prove that there is a din of shlichos by Truma. So why do I need a whole sefer of this Braisa? Just say, Ha'omer l'shlichot, say Trom, Torm Gedaz Baal HaBayis, And many of their das baba is from beinunis ech mechamishim. Period. Why do I need the end of the brisa? Piches ohosif. That's the question of the machne, and that's the question of Pnei Yeshua. So we have I have the machne open already. So we're going to start with the machne. The machne is a early achron. Early achron. So the machne writes as follows. Lichora, which Dibur Masel is it? The next one. The next one?
The previous one.
The Gemara Pikeis Asara, Ohos Vasara. Hode Asik Sefer de Masnisim. Why do I need to bring up the Sefer of the Mishnah? Yesom Mishnah da Havi Matzal Mem, the Iker HaFrashas Shuma, Hainu Al Yedei Balabais Atzmo. After all, the Hanitelas B'machshava Umayri, She Choshev Shema Shehipish HaShliach, Yet Shuma, Kamosh Amav Makam Acher, Isur Shani Asil Amud. Hachanami, Humechashev Shema Sheyafrish, HaShaliach, Yeh Shuma, In Cain, Iker Kriyas Shem HaShuma, Hu Al Yedei Atzmo, V'HaShliach Eino Ose Rak HaFrasha Be'alma. Kamash Malon Masnisin, D'HaShliach Menastam, Torn be beinonis to mistama das balbais kain al dimnemar kain de enal shev shag bekriya shmei tshuma im kain be pikeis asara lama yet tshuma so tshuma kem das balbais hay be pakos habay tshuma be tevel murabim zevaze kedin hamab maasuz al kol kesef lama dekriya shem tshuma hu ayde shiach the kala havin. In other words, Rabosai, we've learned in the Gemara, how is it that you can be mafresh tshuma? What is one of the chidushim of afrasas tshuma? You can do so be b'machshava. And therefore, who says that the shliach is actually doing the hafrasha? Maybe what's going on over here is the balabais in his mind. B'machshava is being mafris truma. And then he tells the shliach to do what? To execute the separation. But in terms of the actual hafrasha, that's done b'machshava, and who does it? The balabais. So if that's, and then there'd be no raya to what? To shlichus, because who's actually doing the afrasha's truma? The balabais. So why do we need the sefer? Why do we need the sefer?
The machne says, if he, to show you that it's still there.
And he does a 40th, then he'll be mixing up
So if the din was, if that was the din, so that says the matna, you'd be tripping over some hilchos trumas and maizos. Because, says Noi correctly, let's say the das balabais was to be mafrish of 50th. So what is truma in this bundle over here? What percent?
2%.
2%, and 98% is tevel, is chulin. And now what the shliach is doing is they're separating out that 2%. But let's say the shliach only separates 1/60th. So you separate 1/60th, and now what do you have left? You have truma and tevel mi'uravim zebazeh. And that is a disaster. Why is that a disaster? Because part of this chulin, has truma. Has truma. Well, if he does more, yes. If he does more, then on the truma side, you have tevel murav zebazeh, and that's a flaw. That's clearly no good. So kamash malan, why is it that you need the piches or hosif to tell you what is the sum totality? Who is doing the totality of the hafrash? It's the shliach. It's the only way you can avoid the murav and tevel and truma murav and zebazeh. So it's the shliach that's doing it, and that's how we know shlichus. In other words, machshava does work, but it's not what's happening here. That's not what's happening here. The seifa proves that's not what's happening here, and therefore, if I were to ask you, where is the raya of shlichus coming from? It cannot be coming from just the reisha. That's why the gemara has to bring the seifa as well. Ad kan divrei hamakne.
Machshava can't work at all of them. You yourself are doing it, then the important thing that's going on is what you yourself are doing, not what you were told. are thinking. We can say the same thing about...
No, if I am mafresh, if I can be mafresh with machshava.
Yeah.
That's how Gemara says that.
If I'm mafresh with my head, and then when I'm actually practically, physically doing it, then I take out a different amount than what I thought in my head.
You're right. That would be a problem also.
Exactly.
But
the final action, the physical action of the mafresha was actually...
The machshava is sufficient. For example, a classic case which the sugya discusses is I'm not allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos, but if I did the machshava before Shabbos, and now I could just eat and leave over some at the end, that would be permissible because the machshava was koveya the shem ma'is.
That's like mafresh
chal as well. Okay,
let me go.
So the seif is telling me that who is really doing the hafrasha, who is doing the kviya shem ma'is. It's the shliach. Okay.
Sorry.
Yep. It smells like a barbecue. Now,
it's probably hamburgers for dinner or something like that. Yeah.
No, it's fish for lunch.
Oh. What?
Thank God.
I'm totally serious.
Okay.
So she will be till 2 o'clock.
12 a.m. That's okay. I don't want to smell.
Oh yeah. Okay. Rabosai. Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua. Let's flip to the Pnei Yoshua, and then I want to begin Shir. Okay, the Pnei Yoshua asks the same kasha. And he says, V'nira li, dehutzroch la'asuye seifa demasnisin, you need the seifa of the braisa, demereisha lomuchach midi. You wouldn't be able to figure out the din of shlichus from the reisha alone. Why? Okay, we're going to just introduce some terminology over here. There's a din that we'll learn in great detail in about 2 weeks' time called Zachin La'adam Shelo Befanav. What does Zachin Shelo Befanav mean? Is that you can be a quote-unquote shliach for someone else without being appointed as a shliach, if what you're doing is an absolute schus for that other person. If it's a tzar chova, no. But if it's an absolute schus, then zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. So for example, if you're going away for Shabbos, and you want to bring a gift to the host, so you buy on Erev Shabbos a box of chocolates, and you want to bring it as a gift to the host. Can you give it to the host as on Shabbos itself as a gift?
No.
The answer is Mikra didn't know. Why? Because you're not allowed to make kinyonim on Shabbos. And the host would have to make a kinyon on Shabbos. So what is the right thing to do? The right thing to do is acquire it from before Shabbos on behalf of the host. And you'll make the kinyon, but already on Friday afternoon it belongs to who?
The host.
Is that a shlichus operation?
Yeah.
It looks like it. But it's not, because did they appoint you as a shliach?
No.
But eating chocolate, of course, is an absolute schus. Who wouldn't want chocolate? And therefore, zochin la'adam, I can be zoche in the box of chocolates, shelo b'fun. It's a shlichus-like operation without a minui shlichus. Now. So comes along the Pnei Yoshua. And the Pnei Yoshua says, if you didn't have the seif, you just had the reisha, and the Baal HaBayis says, go... Trom truma from me. So right now, what does the Baal HaBayis have in his backyard? He has a pile of fruit. How edible are those fruit?
Edible.
They're inedible. Why are they inedible? Because they're all tevel. They're aser b'achila. And now comes along the shliach and is tiring. Let's say 2% beinonis. And now 98% of the fruit has been rendered roi l'achila. So that looks like an absolute zuchus, except for one small thing. Is that first truma mitzvah?
Yes.
And mitzvah bo yotim yisucho. So maybe I want to do the mitzvah by myself. So him doing the mitzvah for me might be a tzad chov. So says the Pnei Yoshua that I'd rather do the mitzvah by myself. But I revealed. What did I say to the shliach?
Okay.
Say tro. Go do it. So I'm telling you, I don't care if I'm not getting the mitzvah. As a result, Mishumachi, Yachol Litrom, Dizachin La'adam, Velomitam Shlichus. And it's not working based on Shlich. One second, Shlichus. However, if inherent in the activity is a tzad chova, is a tzad that is detrimental, that is detrimental, then can you invoke Zachin La'adam?
No.
So what is the Sefer coming to teach me? The Sefer is telling me that Truma, so Truma, even if what?
He doesn't know.
Even if
he takes too much.
Even if he takes too much. Even if he was, gave 1 in 40. It's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. And therefore, what should be the din? It should be outside of this. It's definitely not a schus. It's not Zachlam Shabbat. Yet the Gemara says it works. Why does it work? Perforce. What do you have to say? Works midin? Midin shlichus. So that's what he says. Is hekdi katzad chobe begufa inyan. I've got a zakhla begufa iskun rabba parash nabitam shlichus. Come hakom. Ein mokrach. Koka. Come on. Shavash come on. Mishum hakim. I say the masisim. De pike sasara hosted chuma sa chuma. Alma. Av agad di ikot sad chova. Av filo hachi. Mahani. Now you ask the question, which is the question. Well, if there's a tzad chov, and I, if I tell you, I want you to take 2%, and you took 2.25%, why don't you say that the shlichus is no good?
Because they did the requirement.
Why don't you say shlichus is no good? I said 2%, you did 2.25%.
Well, you specified.
1/6.
So if there was a specification, I said 2%, and you did 2.25%, and a chanan, it's not a good shlich. You exceeded the scope of the shlichus, paka ha-shlichus. But here, what did he say? Tzeitro.
That's what the Gemara says.
I understand. Tzeitro. And tzeitro means kedas balabais. And once we have this principle of 140, 160th, so then as long as you're within that range, even though there's a tzar chova, it works. He could say, bahachi imdaticha, and it is good, and that is the source for shlichus. Which brings us now to the beginning of Shir. What begins the beginning of Shir? So take a look now at Tysus. Now I want to start. I want to start the sukkah. Okay, put your hand down. I see your hand, and I'm ignoring you on purpose. On purpose. So go to Tysus now. Now we're going to learn Tysus, and I want to set this up and see where it takes us. So now, Tosis writes where we left off. Mikol makom mashma mashma, hecha detaram hashliach. When the shliach takes 140th or 160th, v'afilu asa balabayis v'amar lo haya bedati lakach. It's not what I wanted. I wanted 2%, not what you did. Afilu hachi shemasachu. Okay? That's a big chiddush of our Gemara. It's a big chiddush. And does that make sense?
Does it fit into the painting? Didn't we just say
that? Does that make sense? If I say, no, I wanted 2%, not 2.25%, not 1.6%. So what does the Gemara say? It's good. Why is it good? Because the Shiach says, that's what I thought. That's what I thought you wanted. As Rashi says, da'amalei ba'hachi imdatich. Now watch this. You all learned sometime in your life, I'm positive, the second parak in Bava Metzia.
Yep.
Am I correct?
No.
Eila Metzias, Shalom, Eila Chayva Achris. We all learned that parak. So there's a Gemara in that parak, an important Gemara, that you all probably have some vague familiarity with, but you've probably forgotten as well. Vikosh. Demai shna behada amar Bava Metzia davka beis. Ha'omer l'shluchot seitro. I tell a shliach, go be mafresh shumas amaisus. Ve'holach v'torah. And he did. And I look at what he did. He took oranges. Im omale balabais. So after he took some oranges, I have 100 oranges. He took 2 oranges. And I look at him and I say, klach etzel yafos. Why didn't you take nicer oranges? Should give me nicer oranges. How do you interpret that statement? Klach eitz al yav. Klach eitz al yav. It could have mean, it could mean one of two things. It could mean klach eitz al yavos. Pshuta kemashmo. I meant what I'm saying. Why do you give such average oranges to the kohen? You should have given the juiciest and plumpest oranges to the kohen. Klach eitz al yavos. Or I could be speaking sarcastically. He says, why are you taking my stuff? Why don't you take the best stuff? And I don't mean it. Meaning, I'm upset at you. Why did you give the kohen my best stuff? You should have given him the regular stuff. So which is the correct interpretation? So the Gemara says it depends. Does he have better stuff? If he has better stuff, then he means it. You should have given him the better stuff. But if he doesn't have better stuff, that means that what did this shliach give? He gave the best stuff. So when I say, you should have given even better stuff, I'm being sarcastic. And I'm upset. Okay, so let's say I'm upset. He gave stuff that I didn't want him to give. Is it good truma or is it not good truma? The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, if he's halak v'tar, imam alei balabai is klach eitz liyavos, im nimtzu yavos mehen, if you find what? Nicer stuff, shuma so truma. Vim lav, ein truma so truma. If there's no nicer stuff, then what?
He's being sarcastic.
I'm being sarcastic. And what has he done? What has he done over here? I meant to give average payrolls. He did what? He gave the fancy best of the payrolls. What's the din? He deviated from the scope of the shlichus. And ain't shuma so shuma. And ain't shuma, he didn't specify. And ain't shuma so shuma. So what's Tosis Tasha? So how come over here, when it comes to 1/40th, shuma so shuma, over there I didn't specify here, I didn't specify over there. Over there we're saying ain't shuma so shuma. And over here we're saying shuma so shuma. Nice kasha.
Yeah, and
nice cash.
And it wouldn't apply by 1/60.
It's not a cash by 1/60, except giving less. But nice cash. So let's see what Taisa says. Umuki lahas and got the shavya balabai shlif.
Sorry, nothing.
You hear the kasha?
It's
good cash. So he says, "Va'afil hak ein shuma so truma." Why? Why is this? Once I don't say I want yafos, you have an obligation to take beinonios. You took yafos, ain't shumas a chuma. Why is it different over here?
What is he saying last part?
Va'afilu ain't shumas a chuma. I point him as a shliach, and it's not a good chuma. Came and so pireish lo behed yishmitzrat liyafos. I didn't tell you I want yafos. You took yafos. No good. No good. V'yesh lomar. So he says like this, the hasam haynu taima lefi she'ein derech bnei adam livror hayafos kedei litrom ela habeinonim aval hacha the yesh harbe bnei adam the darchan litrom ba'ayin yafeh matzilameima la hakim daticha ubi talta daitcha eitzel da'ati lemashi im daticha. What's he saying? Noi?
The orange is basically people, everyone gives, not everyone gives the nicest stuff.
Oranges, 90% of the people give what? Give bainers. So when he gives the plumpest fruit, he's deviating from the norm. It's an unreasonable position for the shliach to take. He has breached the scope of the shlichus. Masha'ein came when it comes to what?
What's the difference?
When it comes to?
No,
when it comes to him giving 1/40th, are there people who give 1/40th? Yes. Are there people who give 1/60th? Yes. So, since there are people who give 1/40th, and what's the Shliach going to say? He says, I thought you were a generous guy. I thought you were generous. And notice the Lashon Tosfos. Ubitalta da'atcha etzel da'ati lemash imdaticha. Your das becomes batel to my das. That's an interesting formulation. How might you understand what Tosfos is saying over here? Is as long as you are in the scope of the shlichus, whose das is koveh? The das hashliach is koveh. Why is the das hashliach koveh? Because you have now delegated your authority to him. Now, are you within the scope of the delegation?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
A lot of people do
each one, so you're in the scope of the delegation. It's a good minor shlichus, but now whose das is koveya the chalol shem truma?
Shliach's
das. Shliach das. Because the das, bottom line, did the das want to give a 40th? Did the das want to give a 40th? He didn't. But it doesn't make a difference. The shlichus, the minui is a good shliach minui, and the mela now whose das is koveya?
Shliach.
The shliach. Masha ain't came. When it's plum payros. So is that within the scope of the shlichus?
No.
No, why? Because since only a minority of people that have actually give that, that means the minui was to do bainus. And once you give more than bainerness, meaning once you give the plum payros, in other words, and Tos clearly make a distinction between a qualitative deviation and a deviation. Quantitative deviation within this range, it's a good shlichus, and now the das shliach is koveh. When it comes to the sugi and bav metzia, what kind of deviation we're talking about?
Qualitative.
A qualitative, and since rova olam does not do that, it is no good. That's Tosfos. I'm going to pause here. I want you to get all this down. Tomorrow, for the beginning part of Seder, is a Rambam. Is a Rambam. And I promise you, if you understand this Tosfos well, you will see the Rambam has a totally different way of learning the Sugya. A totally different way of learning the Sugya. And I might decide, tomorrow's Mara Makomos might have one Mara Makom on it. I haven't decided. Meaning the Rambam. And to learn and study the Rambam carefully, see how he differs from Tosfos, and try and develop the lumbus in the Machlokes, Rambam, and Tosfos. Exactly.